Hi, this is David Fortier, and I am here with Mary Fortier, my spouse and a councilwoman in the city where we live, and Gregory Fortier, my son, who has a degree in aerospace engineering and works in the industry. All three of us follow politics closely, and quite a few of our conversations end up focusing on the current debate. We're here to talk about a recent column, The Enlightenment Project, by David Brooks of the New York Times. In the column, Brooks recounts a conversation with a colleague who used his knowledge of the Enlightenment and Enlightenment thinking to provide a perspective for current political events. Brooks's colleague, Charles Hill, teaches at Yale. Brooks begins with Hill's assessment that the United States is a crowning achievement of Enlightenment thinking, who, quote, argued that people should stop referring blindly to authority for how to live, unquote, and who, quote, turned their own skeptical ideas into skeptical institutions, notably the U.S. Constitution, unquote. Most of its history, the United States, and Enlightenment thinking has had to fight off Enlightenment, anti-Enlightenment thinking in several forms, including Marxists and Nietzscheans, that is, those who condemn private property, and others who condemn who brought us Hitler and the Nazis. Leaving Hill behind at this point, Brooks writes that today, anti-Enlightenment thinking is much closer to home. When a president, quote, calls the media the enemy of the people, he is going after the system of conversation, debate, and inquiry that is the foundation for the entire Enlightenment project, end quote. My question is this. Is this attack on the press a potential stake in the heart of the United States democracy? If skepticism is our heart and our soul, then how does the president calling out the press undermine the American experiment? Isn't he just being skeptical himself?
Start by saying I get your question in that being critical and asking questions is part of democracy and I guess would be included in the Enlightenment project. But I don't think Trump is, well, we can all, I think the three of us agree, Trump is not a normal critic. He's not just criticizing a particular news story or criticizing the way a particular news organization does business, he's criticizing anything that's critical of him. So I think he is attacking the whole institution of, you know, the news media, if you want to call it that.
I think he is beyond skeptical of what's going on. I think he is at times trying to undermine it so that people not paying close enough attention think he's the only sole source of knowledge and information. He wants people to think that he is 100% right all the time. So like Mom said, he comes down on everything that is anti-Donald Trump. It's not that he comes down on things looking for facts and looking for information to solve the problem.
And it doesn't even have to be anti-Donald Trump. When the news media just says something that he doesn't agree with 100%, he says they're lying. I mean, it's just an extreme form of criticism. It's not an educated form of criticism. I mean, I remember learning in high school, teachers were trying to tell us how to be critical thinkers, meaning, does this make sense? What's the source? What is their bias? Et cetera, et cetera. He doesn't even have a conversation about that. In other words, he's not just saying, I don't know, MSNBC is a liberal news organization and you shouldn't trust them. He just says they're lying. You know, in other words, his is so extreme that it really is, you know, getting to the heart of our country. In other words, it is putting a stake in our heart, I think.
So what the whole idea of skepticism, I think a lot of times, especially with the news and journalism, when they do ask questions, and they are skeptical of things, a lot of people interpret that as being negative. So how do you separate those two? I'm sure in some ways when Trump is speaking is that he doesn't like the negativity. And of course, I'm hearing this from you, and I do agree that he takes things much too personally. But But the idea of skepticism being a negative thing.
That's a very hard thing. As a council person, that makes my life harder and harder. Anytime I vote against our mayor, who we all in this room know is similar in personality and to our president, it's attacked, like somehow I'm not with the program, I'm being political, I'm not being bipartisan. It's very hard. And again, like Trump, our mayor does this whole thing of putting forth a statement that implies that my criticism is negativism. When I'm, as you know, you two know, I'm one of the most positive people and one of the most optimistic people, and I want what's best for Bristol. And I know I'm off track talking about Bristol, but I think it's very similar. It's very hard. It was hard for Hillary Clinton. She's a very serious person, and she was talking about serious issues and problems during her campaign. And anytime she said something, she twisted it around to say it was negative. You know, if she were to say something like, we're never going to get all these jobs back from China, he would say that's negative, and therefore it's wrong. We're going to bring all those jobs back, and just saying it somehow thinks he's going to make it true.
Right.
And that's what we're fighting, this, I don't know, this craziness, this twisting of the way we're supposed to evaluate things.
And I was going to use the coal jobs as an example as well, what Mom was saying, because people are saying, you know, he's just saying what he wants people, like what he thinks people want to hear. And so in terms of Hillary Clinton saying, you know, we're going to lose a lot of coal jobs, or we're going to shut down a lot of coal plants, that's not being negative, that's being realistic. Because when you look at what's going on, you know, Donald Trump is being skeptical, if you will, to use that term, of us not being able to bring back these jobs. But when you look at the reality of it, it's not that globalization has lost us jobs. It's that there's all these churning things that are happening with progressing our technology and everything in our country that has got us to the point where we no longer need these jobs in coal. And it's unfortunate for those folks that work and depend on coal, but it's not skepticism that's going to bring those jobs back of Donald Trump. You know what I mean? It's being realistic in a situation where he is just literally saying we're going to get these jobs back and not showing us how it's going to happen. And other people who are skeptical of the industry, maybe, like Hillary Clinton could be, is skeptical that we're going to get these jobs back because we're not, is saying this is a solution to the problem. He doesn't do that. He doesn't take facts and information and say, I'm skeptical of this, let me go check the research, let me go check the experts. He says, this is wrong because I want it to be this way. And that's not a healthy skepticism. That's, you know, being in your own reality.
So a question that I have is that, is Donald Trump a symptom of the fact that we're less skeptical as a society? Or is he the result of the fact that we have become less skeptical and less rooted in critical thinking? Or,
see, I almost would say that in the United States at the moment, those two things are not mutually exclusive. I think people are more skeptical than ever of the institution of government, and that comes along with the favorability rating of things like Congress and, you know, major religions are all very low right now. People are very skeptical of that. But that doesn't mean, I forget the other term you just used, help me with the term you used, I don't know what you were saying.
The whole idea that, is he the result of this, of this effect, that we're less critical, thinking critically?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I think that people are more skeptical than ever, but they're not thinking critically.